Welcome to Adventure AI. I'm your host, Alex the Language Lord. This week, Jason and I are going to come up with a campaign for Tyler, Claudia, and Monty to play. Jason doesn't bring much to the table, so it's time for me to get to work.
Alex, thanks for that introduction. My name is Jason Conforto, and we are going to do a DM prep-isode. Alex the Language Lord and me. So we're going to prep the episode that we're playing with Tyler and Claudia and Monty. And one of the things that came out of the character creation episode was the Chrono Engine was stolen. So I want to create our one shot around this Chrono Engine and getting it back. And as I was thinking about the Chrono Engine, it manipulated time. So Alex, help me come up with a campaign where the players are in some sort of time loop where we can play with time a little bit. And anyway, see what you can come up with, and we'll go from there.
Absolutely. Let's inject some entertainment and excitement into the scenario. Title: The Time Loop Carnival. The party discovers that the Chrono Engine has been stolen by a mischievous trickster known as the Temporal Jester. The Jester, finding amusement in chaos, has hidden the Chrono Engine within his own temporal playground, a whimsical carnival trapped in a never-ending time loop. Key elements: 1. Ever-changing carnival. The party arrives at the carnival grounds, where they find themselves surrounded by a vibrant and bustling atmosphere. However, as they explore, they realize that the carnival is constantly shifting and changing due to the influence of the Chrono Engine. Each time the scene repeats, the carnival undergoes a dramatic transformation, introducing new attractions, games, and challenges for the players to experience. 2. Interactive attractions. The carnival is filled with interactive attractions and mini games, each offering unique challenges and opportunities for the players to engage with. 3. Dynamic NPCs. The carnival is populated by a colorful cast of characters, including quirky performers, eccentric vendors, and mysterious fortune tellers. 4. Final showdown. As the party delves deeper into the carnival, they must navigate through a series of challenging trials and puzzles to reach the heart of the temporal playground, the Jester's grand stage. In a climactic showdown with the temporal Jester, the party must outwit his tricks and traps, solve the ultimate puzzle of the Chrono Engine's location, and reclaim the device before the time loop resets once more.
All right. I like that a lot. I think playing in a circus is going to be fun. I like the idea of things shifting and repeating. There's a few things in there that I like: the games, the puzzles. I also like the fortune teller's tent. I think that could be really fun. I'm thinking, you know, they come into the carnival and they have a ton of options of things to do. Kind of, right? Because we're gonna railroad them a little bit, and we're going to use the time loop to railroad the players. And so if we have a bunch of options for them and they go to do something, time will go backwards. They'll start over, and it will push them to until they make the choice that allows them to go on the tracks that we've laid down. It'll just keep on looping and looping and looping until they make the choice that what was his name again? The Jester, the Temporal Jester. Is that what his name was? Yeah. Known as the Temporal Jester. So when, until they make the choice that he wants them to make, it'll just loop and loop and loop. I like the idea of that fortune teller's tent. Alex, why don't you tell me a little bit more about the fortune teller's tent, how it works, and we'll just start as that being the first encounter for the adventure.
The fortune teller's tent. The party visits the fortune teller's tent, where they encounter Madame Mystica, a mysterious seer who offers to reveal their destinies through her mystical tarot cards. Each time the scene repeats, Madame Mystica's predictions become increasingly cryptic and absurd, reflecting the chaotic nature of the time loop. To uncover the truth hidden within Madame Mystica's readings, the party must engage in a game of wits and intuition, deciphering the symbolism of the tarot cards to unlock clues about the location of the Chrono Engine. As they delve deeper into the fortune teller's mysteries, they uncover hidden secrets and revelations about their own pasts, leading them closer to the ultimate truth behind the temporal jester's machinations.
Okay, that could be fun. I think there's a lot of things that we can do with the fortune teller. I like the idea of them having their fortune read, and we can have Alex come up with some sort of ridiculous thing. Fortune, something that happens in the future, but when it happens in the future, it happens immediately in the future. Like he says, something happens, and then right away it happens, and it can be a positive effect, a negative effect, but that effect happens immediately. And I think we could set some rules around maybe like three times that they can ask their future, and then something good or bad will happen in that telling. One of the things that you can do with ChatGPT is you can kind of program it a little bit. Like you can give it rules. So let's try it. So I'm gonna see if I can't get Alex to tell me, kind of following these rules, we'll kind of set up some parameters for him. So we'll have him tell me a future. We'll just do one for Eric. I'll say, tell me Eric's future, make it something that happens right away and what the mechanical consequences are for the future that Madame Mystica comes up with.
Suddenly, Madame Mystica's crystal ball begins to shimmer with an otherworldly light. Beware, Eric Shadowblade, for in your future lies a perilous encounter with the dreaded Duck of Doom, she declares with a solemn tone. As Madame Mystica's words echo in the tent, the flaps burst open, and a giant rubber duck waddles inside, its beady eyes fixed on Eric. With a mischievous quack, it charges forward, playfully bumping into Eric's legs before hopping onto his lap and settling down with a contented squeak. Embrace the absurdity, Eric, for in the carnival of life, even the most unexpected encounters can hold a touch of whimsy. However, Eric feels a strange sensation coursing through him, as if the whimsical nature of the encounter has affected his connection to the more serious aspects of his adventuring skills. Until he manages to overcome the influence of the dreaded Duck of Doom, he'll find it challenging to maintain his focus in combat, suffering disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks related to serious situations.
All right. So, yeah, I think that's what I'm looking for. Something absurd, something that happens right away. So you ask what your fortune is, you get an immediate response, something happens, and then it has a in-game effect. So in this one, it would be disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks related to a serious situation. So there's a bit of interpretation, but I would say all combat is serious situations. Also, there is this thing of until he manages to overcome the influence of the dreaded Duck of Doom. So it's a little vague on what that means, but, you know, that's great. That'll allow us to determine whether or not he's overcome it. I think that's going to be it for our friend, the fortune teller. And let's see. He mentioned before that there should be some games. So let's talk about some games that we could play at the carnival and go from there. So, Alex, tell me about one of the games we could play.
Bottle Toss Bonanza. Test your accuracy and aim at the Bottle Toss Bonanza. Players are given a set of lightweight balls and tasked with throwing them at a row of stacked bottles. The objective is to knock down as many bottles as possible with a single throw. Each successful topple earns points, with higher scores yielding better prizes. However, the bottles are strategically arranged to make them challenging to knock over, requiring precision and skill. Players must strategize their throws to maximize their chances of success while contending with the unpredictable nature of the game.
All right. I think there's some good stuff there. I don't think I'm going to keep it exactly how he said, but I do like a bottle toss. It's very carnival feeling. I think what we'll do is just keep it really simple. Let's do, what would it be? Four rows on the bottom, 3, 2, 1, 10 total bottles stacked up. And then we'll just do they can use a weapon, they can use whatever they want to use to knock down bottles. We'll give them 3 tries to knock down the bottles. A 20 or higher will knock down 5 bottles, 19, 4, 18, 3, what is that, 17-2 and 16-1 bottles, and 15 no bottles get knocked over. And then we'll do a thing, too, where if they knock down all 10, they'll get a cool magic item. And if they knock down 0, they'll get a cursed item that they will automatically be attuned to. And if they knock down somewhere in between, we'll do something, you know, a bad item to a great item to a mundane item or whatever. So they'll have a chance to win prizes. I think for the fortune tellers thing, I think I'm going to allow them to pull 3 fortunes. For this, I think we're going to just let them try it once, but we'll see. We'll see time-wise. But I think this could be a fun little adventure that they go on. And I think we'll come up with some sort of carny running the show that is mocking them and maybe cheating as well. Anyway, we'll play with something like that. I think the bottle toss is a fun idea. Let's go to a climax. So let's find out what Alex can come up with for a climax of this adventure. So let's see what he can come up with.
The Clown Circus Curse. As the adventurers step into the Grand Circus tent, they find themselves entrapped in a twisted carnival of horrors. The once cheerful performers have been corrupted by the influence of the Chrono Engine, their laughter turned to madness as they subject the players to a series of deadly pranks and traps. Each encounter with the clown performers brings the players one step closer to their doom as they slowly succumb to the curse of clownification. The adventurers must unravel the mystery of the cursed circus and confront the source of its corruption before it's too late. With each passing moment, the carnival tent grows darker, and the players' fate hangs in the balance as they prepare for the ultimate showdown with the forces of darkness.
I like the curse of clownification. Maybe that is the whole point of this thing. So the temporal jester has stolen the Chrono Engine that manipulates time, and what he's doing is he's creating an army of clowns. And so after you've been in the festival long enough, you can go to the Big Top, where the clowns will prank you and attack you. And instead of their attacks doing damage, their attacks will start to have them succumb to the curse of clownification. And so maybe they will slowly start turning into clowns. They'll get big clown shoes that can that squeak and give them disadvantage on stealth. They can, their weapons can turn into balloon animals and not do damage. And slowly, or they could have a polka dot costume that replaces their armor. And so they'll slowly become weaker as they fight these clowns. And eventually, if they defeat all the clowns, they'll be able to get the Chrono Engine back and reverse all the clownification that everybody else has succumbed to. Or they will become clowns in the time loop circus. Is that what we're calling this? The time loop carnival. Anyway, I think that'll be a fun little adventure. It'll be low combat. We'll have a little combat at the end. We'll have some silly fortune telling. We'll have some contests where we make fun of the players and hopefully get them a little bit of frustration and a cursed item. And then we'll have a silly combat at the end where they fight clowns and slowly become clowns and see if they can get the Chrono Engine back. So join us next time when we do our actual play of Adventure AI, and we're going to call this the Time Loop Carnival. All right, thanks everybody. We'll catch you next time.
Join us next time as we play the Time Loop Carnival, the Time Loop Carnival, the Time Loop Carnival, the Time Loop Carnival, the Time Loop. You get the idea, right?